This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Back this past late summer, early fall, when school was starting, we heard a lot about pandemic learning pods. Instead of sending kids to school in person or having them do it online, some parents formed their own micro schools, hiring teachers to teach handfuls of kids at a time. Well, here we are in February, and what started as an experiment might actually have some legs, as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
Halfway through the school year, a sixth kindergartner pod in Fairfax, Virginia, is hard at work.
You need to pour this over a plate, not a little tiny lid.
I did.
I see that. And girls.
This was a cookie decorating lesson, part of the curriculum of a pod Allison Freed put together last summer. The classroom is in the basement of the house where she lives with her husband and three children. She did it because the public schools in her district were going fully remote, and her oldest child was about to start kindergarten.
We just could not wrap our brains around how 5- and 6-year-olds who are still learning their letters, still learning their numbers, don't know how to work a computer, were going to be expected to kind of learn through that medium.
Freed put a call out, found 5 other families, hired a teacher, and added to their homeowner's insurance. Parents had to withdraw their children from the local school district. Each family pays $1,000 a month to cover the teacher, a cleaning crew, and supplies.
The cost per family and what we would be paying out of pocket was literally 50% of what we were paying the year before for a private preschool.
Freed calls the pod amazing. She says the kids have a strong bond and they're learning.
I find myself having extreme hesitancy thinking about going from this situation that has just been 100 times better than I ever anticipated and thinking of sending her back into a public school classroom.
Freed's worried about the variables. Will it be hybrid? What about vaccinations? Will the kids really be able to interact? Marty West is a professor at Harvard's Graduate School of Education. A recent survey he worked on found that 6% of K-12 students in the U.S. are in some kind of academic pod.
On one hand, that sounds like a fairly small percentage. At the same time, it does represent more than 3 million students nationwide.
West is watching to see if the pandemic pod experience will continue to draw families away from public school districts towards private schools, homeschooling, and pods.
And if that's the case, that would have big implications for school district finances.
Those budgets are mostly based on the previous year's enrollments. Some parents are keeping their kids enrolled in their local district and supplementing with a pod. That's what Allison Irungwe has done in Riverside, California. Her daughter attends first grade remotely and is in a Spanish language pod with 4 other kids. They meet a few hours a day, a couple days a week. Irungwe started the pod and thinks she might keep it going next year, even though the first teacher she hired quit as cases were rising in the fall.
She didn't feel that all the families were doing exactly what they should be to follow the guidelines and be safe.
Despite the waivers and contracts and codes of conduct, there isn't always institutional stability in these arrangements. And there's also human nature. Adam Scales is with the Rutgers Center for Risk and Responsibility. He personally hasn't heard of any COVID-19-related pod lawsuits. They'd be hard to prove.
I think it's pretty unlikely that somebody who you directly trusted with your kid 3 weeks ago is going to seem an attractive target absent egregious misconduct. Not that it's not possible, but I think it would take a lot.
For Allison Freed in Virginia, the contracts everyone signed have been crucial to the pod's success.
Part of the agreement with the families is that we're all being extremely careful. You're only going to critical need places.
But in January, she and her 3 children got COVID. The pod shut down, no one else got sick, and the pod is now back in session. This month, some in-person learning resumed in her district. Even so, Freed is thinking the pod may outlast the pandemic. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.